The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
People say, I just don't have any time. I'm busy. I understand. I feel that way too. I get it. But it says here, the average person wastes close to 2 hours a day. Waiting in lines. It says being stuck on hold. I'm not really stuck on hold for that long every day.
2 hours every day? What is your customer service situation at 2 hours every day?
Every day. Well, quit calling those people. If they're putting you on hold for 2 hours, I'm not calling tomorrow. I'm certainly not calling 4 days in a row.
That's long.
Stop it. That is a lot. We do waste more time than we think.
I would agree.
Flipping through channels.
Social media for me.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about the implications of that.
Mm-hmm.
We do have some time if we want to make space for prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Not a guilt trip. Opportunity.
Yeah.
Like, God's willing to meet with us. That's going to be the most fruitful time. And not only that, but it gives you so much for the rest of your life. Like, mm-hmm. for the rest of your day. It's an opportunity. There's other opportunities, too, with that time. But prayer, I mean, just want to throw that out there. I have some big news here to let you know. I was talking about how my accordion's been broken for like a year and a half.
Yes.
I couldn't play accordion.
Mm-hmm.
My accordion ministry came to an abrupt halt.
Well,
yes. Friend of the show named Kurt heard my plea and sent me a used but very nice accordion, and I have now received this said accordion.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Kurt. That's
okay.
Nice, Kurt, yes.
Now, you hear this noise.
Brant, what's going on?
Hang on. Mm-hmm. The problem is, and I have informed Kurt of this, I'm in receipt of it. This accordion is also broke. It doesn't stop. There's two buttons that are that stay down.
Okay.
And whenever I do any of the billowing, like squeezing.
Yeah, sure.
I can't do any other note.
So this means the accordion ministry will remain at a halt?
It's going to be an accordion ministry that just plays one chord. It's kind of a,
that's encouraging.
Kind of a seventh,
sure.
I think. It's kind of jazzy, and that's the ministry. I hope you like this. Maybe this is obvious. I never thought about this before. There's introvert voice and there's extrovert voice. Like, people can hear someone's voice and very quickly identify them as one or the other.
I would agree, yes.
I just never thought about it.
I never thought about it either, but it's definite in my family.
Yeah, it is Stanford University thing. Yeah, your brother.
Yeah, yes, that is right.
His voice says introvert.
Yes, it does.
Smart guy.
Yeah.
Introvert.
Yes.
Do you think when people listen to us, they can immediately tell?
Yes, if they have ears.
Which is...
immediately, within a second and a half.
So there's a subtle thing. Oh, this is beautiful. You gotta hear this. Breaking animal news.
Mm-hmm.
It gets emotional. I'm gonna tell you that ahead of time here.
We can't really dictate that. Like, what if... Oh, never mind. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Everybody's gonna feel this. Barnaby the cat was missing. And this happened in England. And he was gone a long time. And Rachel Lawrence was on the phone. She was talking to her cat's veterinarian about something.
Yeah.
And on the phone, she hasn't seen Barnaby for, 8 weeks or something? 8 months.
Yeah. Rachel
and
is his owner?
So Rachel's on the phone with the veterinarian for the cat. I don't know why, if he's been gone for 8 months, but it doesn't matter. She's talking to him.
Yes.
She hears a meow on the phone, Sherry.
Yeah, and okay.
On the phone.
Yes.
And she's like, what's that? And the veterinarian said, oh, we just have some stray cat. I think you know where this is going.
I don't.
That cat that she heard on the phone behind the veterinarian. It was Barnaby. Yeah, it was Barnaby, Sherry.
How did the veterinarian not know?
That's the
cat veterinarian.
Yeah. Good question. Good answer.
What
anyway,
all to cry about?
She heard Barnaby.
Okay.
And
great, Rand.
Now
congratulations,
he's back home.
Great.
Yeah, this has been breaking animal news. Yeah, so people can listen to your voice like on the phone or something immediately. intuitively tell whether you're introverted or extroverted.
I totally believe that.
I had never thought about that. This was a Stanford University study that people can hear personalities and voices. Mm-hmm. And it said the extrovert, how do they describe this? Oh, introvert is softer and slower. Mm-hmm. And then extroverted is louder and faster.
I would agree.
Okay, so I think, I was thinking about this, because you are a lot louder than me.
And I am.
That's not a slam at all.
No, it's true. In fact, on our microphones, if you were here, you would see how his thing is all the way up and mine is all the way down.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's really interesting. And Sherry's so wonderfully extroverted in
the best,
most welcoming way.
But that energy carries in my voice.
Yeah, it comes out in the voice. What's interesting to me is I have to talk mm-hmm. for a living. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to be a radio host. Right. I meant to be.
I didn't mean this. We didn't mean this,
guys. I meant to be a newsman, mm-hmm. and then I meant to be a sidekick.
Uh huh.
And I like that.
Right.
But now I have to talk more, and even though I'm spending so much time on words, you can still tell I'm an introvert.
Yes, that's true.
That's really wild. If you're being rescued by a bunch of people, this is just a tip. If you're being rescued by people or after to help you, like they're concerned about you, you mm-hmm. might die or something, don't make it hard on them.
Oh, yeah, that's a great tip.
Don't make yourself hard to like mm-hmm. in the moment.
Yeah.
This lady she was driving down the frozen river, mm-hmm. and then that alone wasn't a good idea. And then her car sunk into the ice, and then they're trying to rescue her, and she's like, wait. And then she's taking selfies as the car's mm-hmm. going down. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. As a tip.
Lean into the rescue.
Right.
Go with that.
Rescue me. They're trying to help. You don't want them going, you know what? It's really trying hard to love you right now, and it's hard.
This is for the podcast?
Yeah. What were you saying about the energy thing?
I think that there's an energy that an extrovert has that carries in the voice that is different than the energy of an introvert. And I'm not saying that introverts don't have energy. So if that's what you're hearing, that's not what I'm saying.
What I'm hearing is that introverts like me lack energy.
Okay. Would you like to,
offensive,
would you say that is not true?
You know what? I think you're exactly right, because the introvert thing is energy mm-hmm. and conserving it.
Yes.
It leaves so fast that mm-hmm. after we're done recording for the day, mm-hmm. doing the show mm-hmm. and doing the podcast stuff, mm-hmm. I need 2 hours off.
Yeah.
So it is an energy. You're exactly right.
Yeah. Whereas my energy
picks up.
Yes, it it does.
Yeah.
The more I'm in contact with people, the more that I am interacting.
Yeah, it makes sense.
My battery gets fuller and fuller.
Now, here's something that's also interesting. Mm-hmm. From the Stanford study, it says that we prefer voices that are more like our own.
Okay.
So people who describe themselves as introverts were more attracted to the introvert voice and vice versa for the extroverts, which is probably true.
Friendship-wise, yeah, I guess it would be.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure.
Are you talking about like if you're watching TV or
I don't know
some
how
kind
there's,
of media or
how
something?
They're scoring this? Maybe, I don't know. There's also, I talked about this in The Truth About Us, the bias towards things like us. I mean, mm-hmm. we even like names that start with the first initial of our own name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We tend to score higher or whatever. Like, so maybe that's at work. But what it tells me too is being on the radio, mm-hmm. this is why you don't want to do the thing that is so common. It used to be even more common, but still is, where the people are like, hey. Mm-hmm. So coming up, we got this going on. And
everyone has the same voice.
What we have. Yeah, it's like,
there's no personality.
Yeah, but people don't relate to that.
That's true.
That's not me.
Like, that's not how they talk, and that's not how you talk.
I don't hang out with people like that.
Right.
I don't talk like that myself. So it's not to your credit if you're in radio.
That's true.
Don't do that.
That's very, very true. It's hard not to, I guess, but yeah.
It is. I guess that would be like if I'm an introvert and I'm trying to bring more energy into my delivery so everybody can think that I really got it going on and I really don't. Well...
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, maybe it's a way of covering for that.
You know what? Can I tell you something? Whenever I went home after I had been in California for a while is when I realized the difference of tone. Hmm. Because when you live in it, you don't, it's, I don't even know, honestly, I don't know that I ever talked about extrovert, introvert, or even gave it any level of consideration at all before I started working with you and interacting with the show. And then when I went back home is when I realized, it's not that I didn't know we were loud. It's just, and then I started to pick out in my family who really isn't this. Like, they're doing all they can to keep up with this group of people. And so my brother, my nana. I was like, oh, they probably, this is why they pass out after a Sunday dinner.
Well, yeah, that's also why they're making jokes about it, too. It's like... I mean, that's Nana's.
Yes, it's a constant
temperament. It's just, but it's great because it dynamically in a group, you've got that straight man all the time.
Yes.
So whoever it is funnier because Nana's sitting there.
That's true,
right? Because you just want her, like, she doesn't have to say a word,
right?
The fact that she's there,
yes,
observing it makes it funnier. Like, and this foolishness is foolisher.
And I, because she's just sitting here. And I realized, oh, she's probably an introvert. Like, I don't think that we ever, not my cousin Faye, like, I don't think we ever really realized, oh, there's different dynamics here because all the loud people just kind of take over the room.
Well, labels are good. I like putting people in boxes, too.
Yeah.
I think it's fun. Here we go. It is time. Sorry.
So, this is when it's great to have a fanfare. When your town crier is like, and okay. Would you like to make the announcement again, or should we just move on?
I'm kind of scared. Here you are. Here. Sorry about that.
Brant's three things is what
Brant's three things.
To say,
yeah. So I have three really good, serious questions for people who are Jesus followers.
Okay.
Okay. So that's the three things for today.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming up.
Oh, you're just going to. Okay.
Yeah. And honestly, I've posed these questions once before. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I haven't done it with this kind of fanfare.
Okay.
So.
Or all that went on there in the beginning.
Recycled material, but with fanfare.
Okay.
It's one way that we stretch what we have here. Yeah. Quick word here for Fellowship Home Loans. They're the guys we keep telling you about. They sponsor our show, but we actually love them and use them ourselves.
And a lot of listeners are using them now, too.
Yes, and the feedback we're getting is they've really appreciated it, too. They're different, and it's a great... They know what they're doing. They listen. They actually care about their customers immensely.
Mm-hmm.
Several people have enjoyed their interactions so much that they've asked, can I work for you guys? And they have hired...
Wow.
People from that. I'm not saying they're going to give you a job if you want one, but you might. But they could just, it's different. It's a different kind of place. And they're so good at what they do. It's Fellowship Home Loans. Highly recommend. 800-804-SAVE is their phone number. You can also go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Either way, it's a great way to contact them. 800-804-SAVE. Doing Brant's three things here. Got a question for you. This is for people who are Jesus followers. Honest question. I got three honest questions.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is this. Obviously, times are crazy. We got that. A lot of anxiety, a lot of fear. Okay, so question one. Under what conditions are we not supposed to be joyful?
Wow. Yeah.
When are we not supposed to be joyful?
As disciples of Jesus.
Yeah, for people who are Jesus followers.
Yeah.
Other people, if you're, you know, like, nah, that's not really me. This may not make as much sense to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. You're welcome here. When are you not supposed to be joyful? Is question one. Just want to throw that one out there. Here's question two. And I want to say this. Like, we know the world's crazy right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of reasons that people are anxious and fearful and all that sort of stuff. When, for Jesus followers, are we not supposed to be at peace? Mm. When are we not supposed to be at peace? Just, like, looking at the Bible, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, things are nuts. I mean, things are really, how about this and that and pandemic and politics and, okay?
Did the Bible say?
Yeah, like, except, like, be at peace.
Mm-hmm.
Unless this debate's going on now, then, that's when you should get anxious. No, I don't think so. When should we not be at peace? So here's a question. Given all the stuff that's going on, crazy stuff, current events, all that stuff, I just want to ask this, and in your own life, all the things that are going on. Question is this. When are we, biblically, not supposed to be content? When are we not supposed to be content? Does it ever say, don't be content when? Or are we supposed to be content all the time and go from there?
Yeah.
Just want to throw that out. When are we not supposed to be content? Just asking some questions.
Okay.
Bonus question. No charge. Here's a question for people who trust God. Who should you be afraid of? Even if you're like surrounded by enemies, who should you be afraid of? If you trust God, when are you supposed to be afraid about current events?
Right.
When are you supposed to be afraid about finances? When are you supposed to be afraid? Just asking the question and something to think about. What I'm supposed to do, by the way, on the radio, you're supposed to wrap everything up. And then I tell you what the answer is. You already know, probably, but
yeah.
So I'll respect your intelligence.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.